quorum yet.
Okay.
What?
You don't have a quorum yet.
Well, there's Mr. Chairman. You talk to him, not me.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here tonight. I'll go ahead and call our meeting to order of the Aikens Art Commission. And we are minus a quorum tonight, but that does not preclude us from having our public hearing on the Newberry Street fountain. So we are going to go right into the hearing and get the input that some of you are here to share with us tonight, and we appreciate that. The Newberry Street fountain is more than just a fountain. It's a part of the fabric of this downtown area that is something that's very special to this community. It's special to those of us who live here. It's special to those who visit our city. It helps them to remember what they've seen here in Aiken. So it's important that we come up with something that everyone can be proud of and excited about. And we've been charged with this task by City Council. And I'd like to ask Lynn Parker at this time if he would kind of to summarize what that charge is to the Aiken Arts Commission. Glenn?
Thank you, Scott. I think, as you're all aware, a couple of months ago now, we all showed up one morning and we didn't have a fountain. A little bit of a shock to all of us, I think. City Council discussed it one evening at a City Council meeting. They decided to turn it over to this group and their artistic abilities to help us come up with something for Newberry Street. What our charge is not just the fountain itself. We have been given permission to look at Newberry literally from Park to Richland and everything that's within that area. That includes the fountain, obviously. It includes the area on the south end of Park Avenue if we wish to do something there. As y'all know, over time this has really become a festival site, maybe a little bit more than we anticipated when we designed it. So we want to take a strong look and a strong keep in our mind as we're redesigning the fountain and any other parts of Newberry Street we want to do, that it is for festivals a lot of times. We also want to keep in mind the traffic that flows up and down Newberry Street, the businesses on Newberry Street. So all of that we'll be taking into consideration as we go through this process. What we hope to do tonight is to hear from some of you who have some ideas on Newberry Street. We have already received two proposals that I've shared with the commission members this evening. And I think actually a couple of y'all are here that have presented those proposals, and you're going to expand on those a little bit tonight. The time frame is to, at this meeting, just solicit some input. We'll probably get other input from across time. Our next meeting, possibly bring an architect or two in to talk about some structural things with the existing fountain and what we can do. And then the commission is looking at the possibility of a road trip, if you will, to look at some other fountains, possibly Charleston, possibly Savannah, a couple of close cities that have some very historic architecture and some very beautiful gardens that we can take a look at. And our hope is to get, if you will, behind the walls in Charleston to look at some of the private fountains down there that some of the architects have done. So that sort of, in a nutshell, Mr. Raines, just summarizes where we are with the commission.
Okay, thank you very much. And since we are here to hear your comments, we're going to get right to that right now. Who would like to go first? All right, if you would, if you would step up to the podium over here, the box, and please speak into the microphone. And everyone tonight, if you would state your name and also state your address, we would appreciate it.
My home address?
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Judy Cross. My home address is 309 Huntington Court in Aiken. And I am a member of the Celebration of Character Committee, and I'm here to talk about a fountain that would be related to the character program. And I have some pictures. Should I pass them out?
They have your pictures, Chief.
Yes, ma'am. We do have a copy.
Does everybody have one?
Not
I have color, though.
You do have
color.
We don't have color ones. No, we sure don't. If we could get those, that would be most helpful.
Um, We have been thinking for a long time about expanding the character program more into the community by having a scavenger hunt where we would put the character traits on bricks and put the bricks throughout the community so that children maybe from the public schools and possibly tourists could look for character traits on the bricks throughout the community. And we've been excited about this idea. When we found out that we were going to replace the fountain on Newberry Street, it occurred to us that possibly we might make this fountain the centerpiece of the character program. And so what we're thinking is that possibly we might design the fountain so that the centerpiece could be children. Now, the design that we're giving you has in the center the children similar to the children under the umbrella in the fountain at Lawrence and Park, but our artist, Linda Hunley, who is also the artist of our character banners that are hanging downtown, has updated the children so that they're holding the umbrella, but they're in modern-day clothes rather than in clothing that they're wearing in the fountain at Lawrence and Park. We put those children in the center of this fountain because they are on the new character banners. If you've noticed the new character banners, the character insignia at the bottom of the character banner has that the children in the center of the fountain. So that's why we put that particular umbrella with children in the center of the fountain. We are thinking, however, that it would not necessarily need to be those particular children. We would like to put children in the center of the fountain, but they need not be holding an umbrella. They could be doing almost anything. It could be a couple of children possibly playing with a ball. It could be an older child, a middle school child, and a younger child possibly holding hands. It could be two or three children doing almost anything in the center of the fountain. Barbara just mentioned to us that this might encourage children to play on the children in the fountain. And so possibly these children might have to be designed out of something that would be structurally very sturdy in order to support the weight of children if they were going to climb in there, but there might be some way to avoid that. Anyway, that would be the centerpiece of the fountain, and then around the base of the fountain, we would have the character traits, both inside and outside the fountain, as you can see in the picture. And then, this isn't in the drawing, but we would, on the bricks surrounding the fountain, we would put a few of the character traits engraved into the bricks surrounding the fountain right in that area. Then, as you get away from the fountain, like possibly over on Lawrence Street, at an intersection where someone might be waiting to cross the street, you might look down, and there in a brick, you would see the character trait patience. Maybe over in Hopeland Gardens, you would look down and you would see another character trait engraved into a brick, or in the wall, you would see a character trait there. At the new railroad depot, there might be a character trait in a brick or two in a sidewalk or a wall. There are a lot of places in Aiken where we could engrave character traits into bricks, into the wall, into the sidewalk, into various places, so that these could be part of a scavenger hunt, and school-age children could pick up clues for the scavenger hunt at their schools. Tourists could pick up clues for the scavenger hunt at the Downtown Development Association or at various locations in the city. Like in Greenville, where they pick up at the mass store and then look for the little copper mice in the city. But the center of the whole thing would be the fountain on Newberry Street. And we're just real excited about this idea. We think it's a great way to highlight the character program. We know that the design needs more work, but we do have a fantastic artist, Linda Hunley, who designed our banners, is ready, willing, and able to do a whole lot more work on the fountain itself. And we're ready to hear your input, whatever you think. Whatever we decide would be a good centerpiece for the fountain, we can work on that. We're ready to go. If you like our idea, we know it's a long way down the road, but we're excited about it.
Thank you. We can tell the enthusiasm. Before you step down, let me ask my fellow commissioners, do you have any questions? Okay. I do have one question. We're talking about this being right around the fountain. There's other things. Can we expand it out into the festival area, like kind of what we were looking at, the whole picture of Mary Street, having some of those other bricks on the scavenger hunt?
What exactly are you asking?
Past the festival area where we've had the, we call those the arboreums?
Walkways, right.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We're planning to take these character traits everywhere. Yeah. Like, there'd be lots of them close to the fountain, fewer as you get away from the fountain on Newberry Street, and then you'd be looking for them as you get into other parts of the city.
Okay, very good.
So it would be like a challenge.
You'd have banners there, too. Somewhere on the perimeter?
I know that you all probably realize that we have taken down the character banners for repairs. We had a lot of storm damage this winter, so the banners have all been taken down, and actually I just picked up the last of them today, and they're about to be put back up. When we ordered new banners, we did not order any for Newberry Street, but we do have money to purchase more banners, and we certainly could put more. We could put banners on Newberry Street. There's no reason why we couldn't.
I think it would depend entirely on what the end design ends up being, how you use them.
Good. Any more questions? All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate you sharing your idea with us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else here tonight to like to speak? Now, we've got several folks here. Is there anyone else who would like to share their idea with us?
Let me just mention the other one.
Okay.
Let me just mention to the audience here tonight, the other proposal we received came from a couple of ladies who said they were going to try to get here tonight, but they didn't know if they could make it or not because of another commitment. And it basically was designed based around the equestrian theme. And it talked of having the 9 different disciplines that we have in Aiken depicted some way in the fountain, whether that be through sketchings, whether it be through actual design in the brick, something of that nature. And then they were also very concerned about the arbors and the landscaping of those arbors. They wanted that for us to take a hard look at that landscaping, determine if we wanted to add more color to it, maybe do something. If you know the vines that are there now, really haven't done as well over the years, I think, as was anticipated to cover that arbor. So they wanted us to take a good look at that. So that's the other option we've received at this point, is more of an equestrian thing.
Thank you, Mr. Parker. Any other folks need to like to speak tonight? All right. Well, I thank you for being here tonight to hear these comments, and thank you all for the good work. And you've got a good digital designer here putting that together. And thank everyone for coming to this public hearing. And since we'll go ahead and adjourn then. Okay.
We'll do that.
We're going to go ahead and dismiss the public because we got a couple of things, business matters we're going to take care of. But thank you for being here tonight. And some of you that presented the ideas tonight, we may be getting back in touch with you and asking you to come back for another meeting sometime. All right? Thank you very much. Have a good evening, everyone.
Just a couple things to report to the commission. I was hoping Catherine would be here. And Tom Abbott really needs to be here to hear this. But we have been given permission to design a new website based around tourism. Barbara has yet to quit jumping up and down in excitement because of that. But we'll be over the next few months, we're going to be putting a new website together, and it will include a calendar of events. So we will sit down, Barbara and I will sit down and determine as best we can some structure for that, a theme for that website, how it'll look, those kind of things. There will be a link, you know, somewhere off the Aiken.net website. There'll be a visitors or tourism or something, and you'll just click it, and it'll take you to a totally separate website. So we're excited about that. I know that's one of the first things that really this commission was hoping we could do, and it's taken us a long time, but we think we're finally there.
Will there be a way that somebody reading it could click on and add something to the calendar?
We're hoping that to be the case. We haven't gotten that far into it yet, but yeah, we don't want. Yeah, I don't want Barbara to have to sit there and each month put all that in.
Right.
I'm hoping that, you know, 302 Polo could pull it up and put their events on there.
Post your own event.
I don't see any reason why they couldn't.
Yeah, we would just have on the back end of the website. You know, we would scan through it to check the material before it goes up on the posted to the public.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to share with you real quick is the Thoroughbred Country newsletter, our annual report, excuse me. This is their annual report. Look through this. Barbara works very closely with the folks at Lower Savannah and with Aiken County. I've mentioned to you guys before that, you know, they sit down and when they determine where ads are going, we make sure that Lower Savannah, the city of Aiken and Aiken County, you rarely, if ever, will see a similar ad in a magazine from the two agencies. And we've actually, in the past year, Barbara and the county have gone together and partnered on some ads in magazines. So this will just give you some idea of what is going on through Thoroughbred Country's report. Last thing I wanted to mention is you may have read there was a little blurb in the paper about it, and I think there's going to be another article, but our agency was fortunate enough this year to win the South Carolina Recreation and Parks Association's Agency of the Year. And part of the reason for that was the diversity. Our submittal for the award was given a heavy emphasis on the diversity of what we do in Aiken. And this Arts Commission was a big component of that, and just the little things that we touched through the Arts Commission. So you guys were a big part of us receiving that award. So I wanted to share those things with you tonight.
Okay, very good. So anyone else have anything else?
On the park bench cover, since we don't have a quorum to vote tonight, what I would suggest is Barbara emailed a good bit of that stuff out to you. Take a hard look at that. We may ask for a vote by email, at least like give us your top five. And then at the next meeting, it'll be narrowed down. So at the next meeting, we can go ahead and vote and select. And she's just got some you can look at. If we find out that we need an answer prior to the next meeting, we'll let you know and we'll just do an email vote.
Okay.
And we are looking still to replace Mary on this commission. So if anyone, that is Leslie Price's appointment. So if anyone knows a performing artist, that is the performing artist slot, please let Ms. Price know so she can help fill that, so she can go ahead and fill that position.
What happened with that? Was she just not able to make it at the particular time? So we need,
I think so.
Change of interest.
I think
yeah.
So. Yeah. I would also, Kristen's gone, but I promised her I would mention that she has a big event going on tonight at the Arts Center that starts at 6 o'clock. So us getting out early, you've got plenty of time to go to the Arts Center tonight. That's right. APAG has a concert. Is it a sellout?
It's too overwhelming.
Tonight there's actually a few seats. Probably about 7
seats
still, but
it is.
I'm a lot of sellouts.
Okay.
That's cute.
We off the record?
Oh, wait a second. Are we off the record?
We're off the road anyway. We're never home.
Did you say really bad?